Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day. Thank you that you've translated us out of the kingdom of the darkness and into your wonderful kingdom where there's answers for problems, light for darkness, blessings for curses. And thank you for this in beautiful environment of healing that we find in your presence, Lord, that we can be instructed, encouraged. There's no splinter or log in your eyes, and so we can find the light that is necessary for us to be helped and also be healed from the silver idols and the gold idols, the things of our past and what we counted on, like fight and flight, and that we can now just have faith, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for faith in your presence. And to that we can walk with this day and be a light in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 9 from verse 27 to 31. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him and he asked him, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. And Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region.
Hallelujah. You know, as I was reading this, something opened up to me that I haven't taken much note of, but of, you know, in sharing it and making it a part of my teachings. But yet it was something applied. You know, when we started the Al Petra Ministries, we created an environment that was conducive for growth. So it was the things of God, the answers, not the problem, the light, not the darkness, the things of faith, not fight and not flight. And what just encouraged me this yesterday already, I was meditating on this and I was thinking of it, is that you see Jesus on many occasions. I mean, yesterday's reading, the people are having, they're emotional, they in fear, or they're not necessarily in fear, but it's emotional, chaotic environment. And he gets them put out. And then he goes and he raises Jairus' daughter. And so we see the things of faith, the things of the substance of Christ and the substance of our hope is found in a beautiful environment. And it works in environments that's conducive for growth, not where there's anger and strife. He says where there's anger and strife, and that he speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the beginning of the chapter. He says that's not spiritual, that's carnal. And so, so wonderful to know. That's why we draw close now in the mornings, you know, so as to be refreshed. We the new wineskins, we the new creation now. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. We've looked to him, we've been born again, so we've entered into the kingdom. And now it's to let the new wine flow, and the new wine is new every morning. And yeah, so I'm just encouraging you guys this morning again at staying in the presence of God. You know, he has helped us. He's got no log in his eye or splinter in his eye. And so when we come to him for help, restoration, that's where he helps and he restores us to be able to then go help and restore others with love. And so the big encouragement in that is to just stay in the environment of kingdom realities. You know, we are temples. He says, give our bodies as living sacrifices, but we temples that move, and we move, and we can move into all different environments. But it's so important that we remember, you know, our lives are hid with Christ in God. So that mindset that I'm I'm a representing the government of God here on earth, and irrespective of the deception and the lies out there, I know who I'm standing for, because I've had a walk with the Lord. I've learned to not be in the spirit, in the flesh. I've got to choose to be in the spirit. So I've learned to put on the lights in the midst of the darkness, and that's where the peace is for myself, and that is where you can bring peace. And I was thinking of Romans 12, give your bodies as living sacrifice, and then why? How? By transforming, renewing your mind. And then right in the end of the chapter, it talks about pursuing peace as much as you can, and leaving vengeance to God, and do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And then I was also thinking, you know, just as these guys, they needed certain things and they had the right faith for it. And so we also, there's sometimes things that we're still waiting to see happen. But the whole thing is just to stay encouraged, stay in this environment where you're with the Lord, you're looking to the Lord, and you're staying with the Lord. Some of the things happened yet in our bodies. Healings haven't taken place, but we're in the right place for that to take place. And I was encouraged here with Lamentations chapter 3. And you see here in the story that this guy has gone through horrendous things. There's a lot of problems around him, but this is where he makes up his mind. And he says this from verse 21. He says, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." Hope is expectations, and that's why we can have hope. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So when we know that any morning, you know, that goodness of God can come through. The kingdom of God has taken hold of our spirit, has taken hold of our soul, and it's there to manifest in this bodies. That's why he says we give this bodies over, so that it can reveal the goodness of God. Your temples, you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is quickening you from the inside out. Amen. So that faithfulness is your portion. It goes on here. So, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him." So patience is so important, and perseverance to the soul who seeks him. "It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." So that's it. We've got to enjoy all the good that we have had, and just stay in that environment that is conducive for growth in the presence of the Lord, walking conscious of him on a daily basis. And I'll say it again, just as the sun rises, that the goodness of the Lord is going to come. God cannot change his mind. God is good, and he's good to those that love him and stay with him and draw close. And that's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen.